Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 79 on September 13, 2019. I'm your host, Eric. And in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Aphria Inc., the Spider S&P 500 ETF, and the iShares Real Estate ETF. And we discussed three new trades this week on Evolent Health Incorporated, Bank of America, and the iShares 20-Year Treasury Bond ETF. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show, or even about some of your own positions, feel free to email me. You can reach me at eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's eric@theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to understand in order to follow along with me on the show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option, and feel free to subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. Now, in the markets this week, we had our third consecutive week of growth, of upside gain. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished the week 422 points higher, ending at 27,219 points. The S&P 500 Index gained 28 points, closing on Friday at 3,007 points. Now, the topic of the week is sponsored by the Option Studio. If you want to learn to trade without any calculus and confusing language, visit the website to learn more about the online course. Visit www.theoptionstudio.com for more information. And so the topic this week is the importance of perseverance and resilience. So I spent the last couple days in Chicago on the campus of the University of Chicago Booth School of Business. They invited me along with several other alumni to come back and speak to the incoming class of MBA students, the class of 2021, which makes me truly feel like an old man. And one of the themes that I heard as I listened to some of the other alumni stories and really in some of the questions that were asked of us and my response was the recurring theme of the importance of both perseverance and resilience just in life. And I've been thinking about those two concepts and just how important they've been to trading and my trading career at that. So I'll start off with perseverance. The focus here that I want you to continue or to think about is that it takes perseverance to learn to trade options. It's not something that you learn overnight. It's not the easiest thing, right? This isn't just buy low, sell high. It can be, but normally we're talking about something different, like maybe volatility. So you have to have a certain amount of determination that you're going to understand options and learn how to manage risk. And I had to have that when I was on the floor of the CBOE. In fact, I sat this morning, I had breakfast with one of the people that I used to work with at the CBOE. We had breakfast in a little cafe on the first floor of the Board of Trade. Those of you who are familiar with that building or maybe have traded there probably know exactly the diner, the cafe that I'm talking about. And it was great just sharing and remembering these old stories of life on the floor back in the early 2000s, where when we were young and learning how to trade options for the first time and making mistakes and fixing mistakes and learning how to make money trading on the floor, and all of the social rules, all the different dynamics of both the people that we traded with and the market itself. And, you know, it was a lot. It was a lot. It required studying. It required research. It required so much. But I was determined to understand. And I hope those of you who are just starting out in options have that same determination. You will at some point understand, but it's going to take you committing to learn and committing to a process, and to complete the process will require perseverance. But don't worry, it's worth it. Trust me, it's super worth it. And then the other part has just been the resilience. It's inevitable that both in our career, whether you're talking about trading or being a doctor, at some point you're going to face some adversity. And I remember my first job out of business school was joining the energy trading desk of a bulge bracket investment bank. And that was after turning down an offer from one of the best banks in the world. And everything was supposed to be smooth sailing. I was supposed to make, great money really quickly. I mean, just money seemed to be growing on trees working for this Wall Street bank. And then in 2008, just a year and a half later, after I got my degree, my MBA from a top program, here I was getting laid off. And it's funny, as I listened to both the people from my class at Chicago and then even some of the other alumni, it seemed that there was a common theme of having dealt with layoff at some point in their career. Well, if you're trading for yourself, you don't have to worry about being laid off, but you do have to worry about losing all of your money. And in trading, you have to understand loss is inevitable. Just like for a lot of high-paid careers, getting laid off at some point is part of the path. So just accept loss as being inevitable, or it takes resilience such that you just have to, you can't let the pain from that loss keep you from trading. And I learned very early, like the pain of a loss can linger far beyond the time period of that of feeling that financial loss. There are even times where I remember one week, I lost $250,000 on like a Wednesday, and we doubled down on my position because the partner of my firm agreed with me, and we ended up making 600 grand on Friday, just 2 days later. And still, I can tell you, 15 years later, I still remember and can kind of feel the pain of that loss right off the bat. So a lot of people, when they get into trading, they only consider the joy from winning, and they never acknowledge that at some point they may end up losing, and that there's going to be an emotional ramification from losing. So I've had to deal with that, and one of the reasons I like to find ways to mitigate and limit loss is because loss takes a toll on you, but you have to be resilient. Now, in order to learn to trade successfully, you have to learn to be resilient, to get back up, brush the dirt off your shoulders, and just keep on moving forward, because this is a path that is worth traveling. And trust me, if you travel the path, you will learn. And if you learn to manage risk, you'll have a long path, and you just have to stay in the game long enough to learn a few techniques to make money consistently. That's it. You don't have to understand every facet of option trading or futures trading or anything. You just have to be able to survive in this game long enough to be able to find a trick or two that can make money over and over and over again. So that's it for the topic of the week. Hope you guys enjoy that. If you have any questions or any comments or any thoughts, definitely email me. I love to hear from you guys. And thank you for those of you who have reached out to me. You can, of course, reach me at eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's eric at theweeklyoption.com. Now let's dive into the trades from last week. If you remember that the trades from this past week were the last time that we were using September options. We are 1 week away from September expiration. So we'll start off with the covered call. We looked at Aphria Inc., symbol APHA, Alpha Papa Hotel Alpha. The stock ended last week at $7.06. We looked at buying that stock and selling the September 7.5 call at 15 cents, which would give us a maximum return of 8.36% in 2 weeks. Well, Aphria stock fell 34 cents this week, ending the week at $6.72 per share. The September 7.5 call we sold can easily be bought back for a dime right now, which would lock in a 5 cents gain on the option. That means all in all, we will have lost 29 cents on this position. And with only 1 week left in September, we can either walk away with that loss, with the 29 cent loss, or you can also decide to roll the position into the month of October if you truly believe in this stock. And if we decided to do this, we would buy that September call back. We buy it in, and or you can also wait 5 days and let it expire worthless, which would actually up your up the amount of money that you collect it or keep, and it would limit the amount of loss that you have on that stock, because it the cushion, you know, the sale of the option creates a cushion in terms of the loss from the stock. And of course, we would turn around after buying that call option in September back. We would look to sell the October 7.5 call at 30 cents. So this would fully account for our loss on the stock, and it would allow us to keep the trade going if you both believe that this stock is going to finish up higher than $7.50 over the next 5 weeks, which is when October expiration is. Otherwise, take the loss, roll on. Our second trade from last week was a credit spread on the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY, Sierra Papa Yankee. At the time the stock ended the week, the ETF ended the week at $298.05 per share. And we looked at selling the September 296-295 half put spread at 15 cents, which could create a maximum possible loss of 35 cents per spread. Now, the SPY ETF gained $3.04 this week, closing at $301.09. The out-of-the-money put spread we sold is even further out of the money, and we can buy that spread back in for 9 cents, which allows us to lock in a gain of 6 cents, or we can hold the spread for one more week and likely we'll be able to pocket the entire 15 cents that we collected when we sold the spread. So I would lean more towards letting the spread expire worthless to keep the full premium on the spread, the 15 cents, instead of locking in just 6 cents. And then our final trade from last week is a debit spread on the iShares Real Estate ETF, symbol IYR, India Yankee Romeo. At the time, the stock was trading for $93.68, and I looked at buying the September 93-93 half call spread, paying 35 cents for that spread, which can yield a maximum gain of 15 cents or 42.86% return in 2 weeks. Well, the real estate ETF finished the week $2.14 lower, closing at $91.54. The in-the-money call spread we purchased is now out of the money. So the spread can be sold for 5 cents, closing our loss at 30 cents instead of 35 cents, which is what we paid for the spread last week. Now, while I don't like taking such a huge loss with 1 week left in until September expiration, I'm prone to close it out and not enter another trade. Now, I could sell the 91-90.5 put spread for 12 cents. And if my tolerance is really high, I would sell two or three of those. I would sell a ratio just to make sure that I offset that 30 cent loss. And of course, it's important to feel comfortable with the amount of risk we will take on, because if I sold, you know, two 50 cent spreads, that means I actually have a dollar on the line. And if I'm selling them for 12 cents each, that means that if I sold two, I'm actually bringing in 24 cents. But I could actually lose the full dollar, or actually the dollar minus 24 cents, which would be 76 cents. So it's important to know what your personal level of risk is so that you can trade accordingly. And of course, it's not a bad idea to just take the loss, especially since we knew what it could possibly be up front and probably sized our trade accordingly. So it's not a bad idea to take the loss. And just look to new trades for this next week and the weeks to come. So that's it for trade review for the week. Let's dive into the new trades for this week. There are quite a few, at least one name that I haven't traded before, and that's going to be for our covered call on Evolent Health Inc., symbol EVH, Echo Victor Hotel. The stock ended the week at $7.35 per share, and I'm looking at buying that stock and selling the October 7.5 call at 50 cents, and this could create a maximum gain of 8.84% in 5 weeks. Now you enter this trade by buying the EVH stock at $7.35 and selling concurrently, selling the October 7.5 call at 50 cents. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $7.50 per share, and the break-even price on this is $6.85 per share. Now the credit spread for the week is going to be on Bank of America, BAC. This is the symbol, Bravo Alpha Charlie. Stock ended the week at $30.17, and I'm looking at selling that October 30, 29 put spread at 31 cents, which could yield a maximum loss of 69 cents per spread. Now, enter this trade by concurrently selling the October 30 put at 82 cents and buying the October 29 put for 51 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $30 per share. The break-even price is $29.69. And then our final trade for the week is a debit spread. We're looking at the iShares 20-year Treasury Bond ETF, symbol TLT, Tango Lima Tango. Now, the stock ended the week at $136.54, and I'm looking at buying the October 138-137 put spread for 65 cents, which can create a maximum gain of 35 cents or 53.85% return in 5 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying the October 138 put for $3.45 and concurrently selling the October 137 put at $2.80. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices finish below $137 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $137.35. Now that's it for this week's show. Hope you guys are enjoying it. Hope you learned something. Or if you didn't, send me an email and let me know what you'd like to learn. I certainly can. Am open to suggestion on what we cover for the topic of the week. And if there's a trade that you really love out there and that you've been following or watching and you think it'd be great to cover on the show, feel free to send me an email. You can reach me, of course, at eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's Eric with the C, E-R-I-C, at theweeklyoption.com. That's it. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for listening. It's been a phenomenal week. I'll be back in my own studio next week, so forgive me if the sound isn't as good this week, but I'll be back in the studio next week, so thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening. Take care and happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.